Today the church celebrates the memorial of Saint Cecilia, and our gospel passage comes to us from Luke chapter 19, verses 11 to 28. While people were listening to Jesus speak, he proceeded to tell a parable because he was near Jerusalem, and they thought that the kingdom of God would appear there immediately. So he said, "A nobleman went off to a distant country to obtain the kingship for himself, and then to return. He called 10 of his servants and gave them 10 gold coins, and told them, 'Engage in trade with these until I return.' His fellow citizens, however, despised him and sent a delegation after him to announce, 'We do not want this man to be our king.' But when he returned after obtaining the kingship, he had the servants call to whom he had given the money to learn what they had gained by trading. The first came forward and said, 'Sir, your gold coin has earned 10 additional ones.' He replied, 'Well done, good servant. You have been faithful in this very small matter. Take charge of 10 cities.' Then the second came and reported, 'Your gold coin, sir, has earned 5 more.' And to this servant too he said, 'You, take charge of 5 cities.' Then the other servant came and said, 'Sir, here is your gold coin. I kept it stored away in a handkerchief, for I was afraid of you, because you are a demanding man. You take up what you did not lay down, and you harvest what you did not plant.' He said to him, 'With your own words I shall condemn you, you wicked servant. You knew I was a demanding man, taking up what I did not lay down, and harvesting what I did not plant. Why did you not put my money in a bank? Then, on my return, I would have collected it with interest.' And to those standing by he said, 'Take the gold coin from him, and give it to the servant who has 10. But they said to him, 'Sir, he has 10 gold coins.' He replied, 'I tell you, to everyone who has, more will be given, but from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. Now, as for those enemies of mine who did not want me as their king, bring them here and slay them before me.'" After he had said this, he proceeded on his journey up to Jerusalem. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. The parable we just heard from Luke's gospel aims to counter the expectation that God's kingdom would arrive shortly. The people who followed Jesus were preoccupied with thoughts about the future. By telling this parable, Jesus attempted to shift their attention to the present. The parable, as we heard, is about a nobleman who went away to a foreign country and returned to his land as king. While he was away, some of his servants' focus was on the day of his return rather than what their present needs were, and utilizing the resources he left them for what they genuinely required at present. Excessive concern about the future can detract us from the present. What matters is the generous and courageous use of the gifts and resources that the Lord has given us to serve others who are right here, right now. This is the approach to life that the Lord is urging us to adopt. The servant who kept his gold coin hidden away for fear of losing it went against this approach to life. While using our gifts and resources, we may fail and make mistakes. But the truth is that failure is preferable to fearful inactivity.